This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk about choosing, you know, a school. This is one of the biggest decisions a parent can make, but too often that choice is based on a reputation, you know, facilities or fees, rather than what should be the most important factor, how and what your child will be taught.
You know, experts say that it's time that more parents started asking the hard questions about curriculum. We often hear, what I was saying earlier on, IEB, CAPS, Cambridge curriculum, but how many parents actually know the difference? And more importantly, what works for their children? So this morning we are talking to teacher and educational content creator Remratile Mamogobo, aka Miss M, joining us on the line. Good morning. Morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great. And how are you?
Great. We are great. And thank you so much for joining us. You know, we are having this conversation in studio, and from your point of view, why is it important for parents to understand the school curriculum before they enroll their child?
I think school curriculum is very important because every time, so as a parent, when you are enrolling your child to a school, you need to understand the type of child that you have, and so that you are able to support them for the strengths that they have, for the weaknesses that they have, and any academic support that a child may have. Decide as parents what type of a child you want to bring into the world. So curriculum really plays a big role in shaping how kids learn and how they will see the world, and also their readiness when it comes to university.
And then talk to us more about the different curriculums and what are the differences between these curriculums.
Okay, so I just want to start by saying, Mori, you know, the curriculums are the same. Content will remain the same. If a child is doing math, regardless of which curriculum they're on, it will still be math. Okay. So the differences that you will see is in the way that it is assessed and in the way that it is taught. So there are some curriculums that stretch a child much further than others. So the most popular curriculum, or the one that is widely used in South Africa, is CAPS. And CAPS really looks at the fact that, you know, you want kids to have, there's a more structure. So all the kids in the country, whether in the public schools or in the private schools, will be doing the same syllabus at the same pace. And the whole aim of CAPS is that it wants for kids to master content and to build a solid academic foundation. Then you have IEB. IEB is not a curriculum, so they use CAPS. And IEB is used by private schools. So what they do is that they've taken CAPS and they've adapted it. So they've added more critical thinking and more analysis in their curriculum, or the way that they assess the kids. So those are the main ones. And then we have your Cambridge. Cambridge is a more internationally recognized curriculum. It's UK-based. And they want to make sure that kids go deeper into subjects. So there's flexibility in the types of subjects that you choose. Usually the kids will choose 3 to 4 subjects, and they go much deeper on those subjects over 2 years. So, and it really becomes quite rigorous for them. And then you've got IB, which is used by international schools. It's an international curriculum, and there it really exposes kids to what they do in varsity, where as part of their curriculum they have to write a thesis. So you say it's a mini essay, but it's not an essay like how kids write in like biology or in business studies. This is a proper thesis. So they prepare them for how it is that their assessments will be in university. So the curriculum, the content is the same, but the way that it's assessed and the way that they stretch the kids is what is different.
So, Remratile, if you're saying the content is the same, then one wonders whether there's such thing as the wrong curriculum for a child.
I don't know if there can be a wrong curriculum. There can be a mismatch, you know? There can be a mismatch on a child. But I don't think that it's possible to say that a curriculum is wrong. It's just to say that, you know, maybe your child is a little bit smarter. They would have really benefited in you stretching them, making use of Cambridge, you know? So I think that's just where it is. I think what is important is the type of school that you choose and, you know, the way, how well-resourced the school is. But I think the curriculum itself, I think you hardly find that there is a wrong curriculum, but maybe a mismatch looking at the type of child and how they are learning.
All right. But then the information regarding all these elements that you mentioned, is it within our easy reach or parents are just ignorant?
It's not really in our easy reach. You know, you really need to go out and research this information. I mean, as a teacher myself, it's things that I have found out as I work in the space. But, you know, talking to teachers really help. You know, Google is a good tool as well. Going, attending open days and asking questions. There are websites, like I've mentioned these curriculums that are, you know, the four main ones. You know, you can go on the website. They give very valuable information about their curriculum. You can go visit the schools and connecting with other parents and other teachers and teachers as well. I feel that teachers are really knowledge hubs that are often overlooked when it comes to some of these things.
And then just briefly, how can people follow you for similar content?
Okay, so I am on Instagram, EduTalkZA, and on TikTok, EduTalkZA, with an extra A at the end.
All right, thank you so much. Keep on doing the amazing work you're doing online. That's teacher and educational content creator, Mratile Bamogobo, a.k.a. Miss M.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.